coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation. It's your host, Doug Hagman.
This is Hagman Report, where truth can't be silenced. Although they are trying, they can stick it up their wazoos, because we're not going to be silenced. HagmanReport.com, HagmanReport.com, that's where to go for our shows. Click the banner on the top there where you can't miss it. If you, seriously, you cannot miss it. And then you've got a variety of options from there. Our shows are there. Everything is there. I'm not going to come to your house and help you. I can't do it. Eric the Tech can't do it. So HagmanReport.com.
I will do it for the right price.
Yeah, everyone's got a price, right? you know, we've seen that over the last couple of days. Everyone's got a price. I'm jesting with Eric the Tech, of course, but I'm serious about the fact that, you know, the Great Reset is not a conspiracy theory, but there's a lot of useful idiots out there who want you to believe it is. And, you know, it's a phrase that shot through the fringes, okay, of, according to this on Breitbart, and I'm going to read this to you. The phrase has shot throughout the fringes of right-wing Twitter, whatever that is, okay, like a virus through a karaoke bar. Did I say that right, karaoke? Karaoke. Boy, I'll tell
karaoke.
You. Karaoke. Pierogi. Give me some pierogi. Jack Posobiec. Pass the pierogi.
You
right?
Reading from the hayride today?
No, actually, Biden's teleprompter. Can you push those sound effects through or no?
No. I'll try to set those up for the main show.
Did you hear his latest, by the way? Oh my gosh. Oh, National Guard thing. It's better than the Corn Pops one, but anyway.
You have to send that to me. But Corn Pops is still my favorite.
Okay. Yeah, we got to find that to play it. But anyway, look. So, karaoke. Karaoke. Let's go. You want to go get some karaoke? All right. Karaoke. I'm sorry. Gee, my goodness. I can't even read. According to Pauline Hanson of the Australian Party, One Nation, it is an attempt to establish a socialist left Marxist view of the world. It's James Dellingpole, if I pronounce that name correctly, describes it as a globalist communist takeover plan. It is! What is wrong with you? It is! COVID-19 is part of the plan. You saw the charts, right? You saw the chart. Oh, that COVID-19 and the communist we showed it yesterday. Okay, so there's that. And G. Edward Griffin has a DC clothesline. You can go there. G. Edward Griffin, the communist revolution that he warned about 50 years ago. Is taking place today. Folks, if you don't, you know, you look out, and if you watch the press conference, I erroneously said President Trump had a press conference yesterday. What I meant to say was President Trump's attorneys, okay? But you got the idea. It was a bombshell. It was a bombshell. And yet the media, what are they doing? What's the media doing? And also, what in the hell is wrong with Fox? None of these people are your friends. They will sell you out. They will sell you out in a heartbeat. You want to play that clip from, okay, so if you haven't gotten the latest, Tucker Carlson wanted Sidney Powell on yesterday. And Sidney Powell did not appear. All right, that's the front story, okay, on Tucker Carlson. Hang on. What's the back story? This is the back story. AB, maybe.
night, Sydney. I don't know if you watched it, but Tucker Carlson said that he had invited you on his show to share evidence of the software flipping votes, and he said you got angry and refused to provide evidence for your claims of voting software flipping votes. How do you respond to Tucker Carlson? Did you get angry with the show because they texted you and asked you to please provide evidence of what you're alleging?
No, I didn't get angry with the request to provide evidence. In fact, I sent an affidavit to Tucker that I had not even attached to a pleading yet to help him understand the situation, and I offered him another witness who could explain the mathematics and statistical evidence far better than I can. I'm not really a numbers person. But he was very insulting, demanding, and rude, and I told him not to contact me again in those terms.
So Sydney, will...
So? That's it. Any questions? So convince me, you know, look, I'm growing weary, and we've got a great show lined up. Randy Taylor is joining me, of course, and he's going to be joining me a lot more, but he's joining me now to actually keep me sane because...
You guys going to sing Croaky together?
Right, yeah, Croaky. So, you know, it's been one of those days. I'm telling you, it's been one of those days where every time you turn around, you know, I'm playing whack-a-mole with problems, and you know those days, okay? You turn around, something comes up, and it's like, okay, I got to put this fire out and that fire out, and anyway. But so Randy Taylor is going to keep me my blood pressure down, but Crooked Hillary pushes the Great Reset at Globalist Forum. This is what you're seeing. John Kerry says the Great Reset is needed to stop the rise of populism. Well, I'll tell you what, I'm a nationalist. I'm a white nationalist. I am a white chauvinist, a Western chauvinist. Western chauvinist. Don't get those confused. Randy, how are you, sir?
Good. I may have to break away in a moment because I have an order of croaky being delivered here.
You know what? You guys are going to really hack me off today. I make one gaffe.
It won't take much to hack you off today, buddy.
I'll tell you what, I'm on the edge. You know, I posted on my personal Twitter feed exactly how I feel. I don't know if that could be – it's an animated GIF or GIF or whatever those things are called. It's a wolf growling. And I got schooled supposedly by this mental you know what? I got to be careful what I say, but I got schooled by someone saying, well, you can't break the law. You can't break the law. You know, like going outside during the curfews and having Thanksgiving and all this. And I'm thinking, wait a minute. Who makes the laws in this country? Governors? No. There it is right there. There's my tweet. You want to just scroll up just a tad? There you go. That says it all. There I am right now.
That's who's most mornings.
That's every day.
That's most mornings, yeah.
In fact, my wife says, you know, you're an angry man.
Ouch.
Yeah. And ouch. I am. You know, but who shouldn't be angry? If we're, tell me, you talk to me. Who should, I mean, if you're not angry, you're not paying attention.
I think that there's at least, we know of 75 million people out here that feel the same way as you do, sir. Yeah.
So what are we going to do?
At this point, I'm waiting to see what they do. I want to see what Giuliani's going to do with the legal team.
Right.
I totally agree with them being withdrawn as far as presenting any kind of evidence. I wouldn't give anybody that was in that room yesterday an iota of evidence. He gave them plenty. You save that for the courtroom. You know, presenting anything with the media today is like teaching a pig to sing. Okay. One, it's not going to happen. And two, it's just going to piss off the pig. So that's a waste of time. The media deserves, I'm talking mainstream media, deserves no respect. So when Mike Pence walked off yesterday and didn't answer their questions, I wouldn't answer them either. They aren't worthy of it. They have no favors due. The relationship, and there's been a relationship between the media and D.C. for ever since there was a media in D.C. They've destroyed that. They played their hand. What I'm seeing in the country, it blows my mind. I'm seeing a total breakdown of what we understand as the fundamentals of the government of the United States of America. It's broken down. We're falling apart. You can't count on the FBI. We don't know where the CIA stands in anything. Our president is basically helpless, I guess.
He's standing alone.
He is. He has no allies, and I've never seen any previous administrations where a president had no juice, has no power. It's like everyone has turned on him. I wouldn't trust any of them. All of them, even his allies, supposedly in the Senate, like Lindsey Graham, you know, and I see a video the other day with him fist bumping Kamala Harris. Yeah, I'd fist bump her, that's for sure. But these people are sellouts. They got the Republicans that ran in November, got back into office, and now they're leaving President Trump by himself. They got everything they needed out of him. He went to their respective states and districts and had the rallies and got the people pumped up and got these clowns into office. A lot of them are rhinos. And this is how they treat them.
You know, you make a good point. Let me ask you a question. When in the history of U.S. elections have we seen the downvotes, the people who running for state seats and House seats and such? When have we seen people voting for the downvotes but not voting for Donald Trump on the ticket?
That's another thing that should clue you in, that there's serious problems with the election tabulations.
Right.
There's that tells its own story. Because like I just said, Trump helped get those people into office. The people out there love Donald Trump. I believe Donald Trump won by a good majority. It's an uphill battle now to prove it, because, and I'm going to say mainly because of the left and the mainstream media. The mainstream media is garbage. Absolutely. They're filthy, and they've shown their colors, and it just shows that it's all a big song and dance. It's a big game. You know, if Roger Ailes was still alive, Fox wouldn't be doing what Fox is doing. Plain and simple. It's everybody striving towards this great reset.
Yes.
And we're seeing that. And the thing that really bothers me about the great reset, I know it's a lot of, the majority of it is financial. Okay. And political, but let's just look at the financial aspect of a great reset, because this isn't the only country where they're talking about this. There was a video came out of that clown Trudeau talking about the great reset up north, and it's like, what are the details of that? When you say reset, and what are you going to do? You're going to clear national debts? Are you going to, does that go all the way down to the homeless guy on the street? You know, are all debts cleared, or is it just the government's debt? You understand what I'm saying?
I do.
This is just complete. The concept of it is insane. Overall, it's just crazy. And there's going to be people on a great reset that are going to take serious financial hits. You know, does it reset to where you don't have a mortgage payment anymore, but they own your house? I mean, we have no details on what this great reset is. And the idiots that are talking about it, that's what concerns me. When you see the just the various people that talk about it, Those people scare me. They, well, a lot of people scare me as far as their political stance. We were talking about that squad yesterday. They were on there running their mouths at AOC and.
Yeah, you were telling me about that. What was that about?
That they were going on about how this Green New Deal, but they were talking about a bunch of things and how Biden had better keep up with their schedule. And I'm like, what the hell is going on here? This guy has got his hands full. If he does win, he'll have a stroke shortly after taking office, because if I had to deal with all these clowns, I mean, he's got from moderate all the way up to hardline communist in the left party.
Right.
How is he going to deal with all these people? What's great is the left is imploding right before our eyes, and he hasn't even taken office. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This is just a taste, a glimpse into potential disasters down the road. It's a circus. The left's always been a circus, but they've gone haywire.
Well, they have. And so as I sit here, and as we sit here together, and you and I, and we look at the landscape out there, President Trump is in the White House. All right. You've got an election, the integrity of the 2020 elections. There is none. It's anyone who questions or anyone who believes that the 2020 elections did not suffer from deliberate interference, deliberate manipulation, to me is living in a, take more, whatever you were taken, because we need you, mind numbed. So we've got go ahead.
You and I were talking about this. The reason that so many things have happened with the election, with election fraud, is the people out there, they've painted, the media has done such a good job of lying and misrepresenting President Trump and his policies that people hate him to the extent they would do anything to get him out of office. So people changing ballots and cheating, even on their own, does not surprise me. This is an election like I had never seen. And the thing is, it's because of the extremes. Okay.
That's right.
And these people that voted, it's almost like they're treating their choice of Biden over Trump as the lesser of the two evils. When in fact, there's only one evil in that equation, and that's Biden and what he's bringing. Somehow, though, and they've done this since the day Trump took office. They've been pounding on this man, misrepresenting him. They've painted a horrible portrait of him, and we've challenged him constantly. Give us an instance where he was a racist. Give us an instance of this. Give us an instance of that. Things that he did before he was president, okay, with women and all that, I could care less. In fact, the Democrats have a lot of balls bringing up anything about being a womanizer when JFK, okay, their beloved, was, I mean, he was
stooping a communist agent in the White House.
Yeah, but I mean, he had basically a string of hoes out there.
Yep.
And to even try and, and I don't care about this Me Too and all that was in play. I don't care. Old history and new history, same. Okay. It's just like the Ku Klux Klan. Heavily Democrat. I watched a great documentary the other night by that Dinesh D'Souza.
Dinesh D'Souza. He's a friend of the program.
He did Hillary's America.
Oh yeah, it's on. I retweeted that. Or wait a minute. Yeah, I did.
It was on. It was on Prime.
Right.
Amazon Prime. And the beginning was a little dorky, But when he started getting down to the facts, when he went into that room and started really digging into the facts, what a fantastic documentary.
Yep.
These are the things, these are all the things that the Democrat Party are guilty of, but they've glossed over and convinced people that they are for the Black Americans. They have never been for Black Americans. They will never be for Black Americans. This is baloney. Okay. Go to their cities. They don't care about Black Americans. Look at the crime. They don't care about Black Americans. And the only time we ever hear about this stuff is during election years.
Yep.
That's it.
Yep.
You know, and the few Democrat politicians that you have that are Black and somewhat militant are all 500 years old and act like they were actually slaves. You know, Maxine Waters, some of these older, that who's the guy that died? I'm talking about. Oh, they praise him and worship him. And he was nothing but a tool for them. And I really wish that Black politicians would smarten up. Cory Booker, there's one. He really needs to open his eyes and see that they are just playing him. He's a face. That's it. They're playing this man. And Cory Booker's not a stupid individual. Okay. But the things he says perpetuating their agenda is absolutely ridiculous. And he really should check himself because he's being played. And I look at a lot of the different Black politicians that have fantastic potential. They have great potential, but they're sucked into this facade, and they're allowing themselves to be used. And one day they'll wake up, hopefully.
You know,
hopefully.
Yeah. And I'm personally offended by, the characterization, for example, that, in Wayne County in Michigan, yesterday or the day before, it was the day before yesterday, when the two individuals who were, who certified the vote in Wayne County under duress, and then they rescinded their certification. And this Detroit businessman, you probably saw that video where he called them racist.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because he's not playing under the agenda.
Yeah. They're not, right. They're not playing. It was Monica Palmer and, Bill, I think, I can't remember the other guy's name, but, just getting berated by this guy. So they rescinded their certification and this is in Michigan and, Michigan or Wisconsin.
It was in Wayne County, Michigan.
Okay.
Were they actually allowed to rescind it? Because there was some deal about they can't do that.
Right. Because the Secretary of State there said, oh, no, you can't. That's right. You can't rescind your vote. Well, if it's done under coercion, yes, you can, because yes, you can.
Right, that's like a statement from someone that's being charged with a crime being collected under duress. It can be tossed.
Right. So, but this guy went absolutely berserk saying, oh, you know, your racism will be a stain, on you forever. And, what happened was ultimately, folks, people actually doxed Monica Palmer and she was getting phone calls, threatening phone calls, harassing phone calls. This is the way they operate. And if you think that you're insulated from any of this,
you're not.
Yeah. You wait until you put a post on Facebook that's offensive to, you know, the left.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. What you're saying is censorship beyond belief. You're witnessing right now in the United States exactly what they did in Russia before it fell to communism, exactly what they do in any situation where they're going to take over, crap on the people, and become a communist state. If people can't see that, and then the ones that concern me are the ones that know this is happening and are okay with the communist concept. There's a bunch of them. They're usually some old white retard on Twitter that's got a beard down to his knees. You know, his wife left him 25 years ago because she realized he was a moron. But you see these guys and you read their posts and I'm like, are you kidding me? You really? You would actually step up and say this. And I don't understand where they suddenly think that there's going to be such a we're going to do communism the right way. Well,
yeah.
Really? What is the right way? I mean, these people scare me. The Bernie Sanders, they'll bring it on as socialism. Okay. And it's like all socialism is communism light. That's all it is. Okay. As you start taking the socialist steps and all right, socialized medicine. All right. Look at the education system. No wonder they want to give free education. Okay. It's Democrat voters down the road. That's exactly why they want to get these people into university. Oh, you shouldn't have to pay for that. And they want to clear student debt. And how are you going to clear student debt without somebody eating it? Or is that all part of this great reset? You see what I'm saying? These young kids need to remember something that one of their parents should have taught them. Nothing's free. Everything comes at a price. And what is the price? On this, the price tag on what's happening now is your freedoms and your liberties. That's the price. And these clowns are like, okay, where do I sign? What are you, stupid? You totally missed history class. That's certain.
That's been my I got to tell you that that's been my thing. How many people, you know, have you not picked up a history book? Have you not learned any lessons from, you know, 1917, World War One, the Bolshevik Revolution? How about, you know, Sarajevo? How about Rwanda?
How about just recently Venezuela?
Sure. There you go.
I mean, those people are down there eating dogs.
Which, yeah, don't go there.
They're killing each other over scraps of food.
Yep.
And this is what you want for our country? Are you kidding me? They act like, oh no, it'll be a different kind of communism. This will be a good communism. This is the one Bernie Sanders talked about. Bernie Sanders shouldn't even be in the United States government.
No.
I don't understand the squad. Okay. I didn't surrender anything. Anywhere did I say that I was good with that. And just because a bunch of clowns up there in the Tri-City or the whatever area that she's from, okay, decided that this is good for everyone. These people are nuts. I don't understand. Now, I understand that the district's loaded with Somalis, but the Somalis weren't enough to toss the vote. There's a lot of regular folks that voted for that little individual.
Mm-hmm.
And they need their heads examined. What part of what's coming out of her mouth, I'm talking about Ilhan Omar, what's coming out of her mouth, AOC's mouth, and that Rashid Tlaib?
Tlaib, yeah.
Yeah. What part of what's coming out of their mouth do these people find appealing? I've listened to them. They don't have a selling point. They don't even have a product to sell. And people listen to these. They give them airtime.
Well, exactly. And what would happen if we just shunned them like they shun us? I don't think it's going to happen because over time the media has built up this love fest with the communist left. But okay, so let me ask you about this because this is, I believe, part and parcel to it. You know, where does these new lockdowns for the coronavirus, You know, where does this fit in? Because it's obviously not about the virus. It's not about, this is about control. Masks. Oh my gosh, you got to wear masks inside. You know, are you telling me you're going to come into my house and, you know, really? You're going to do that? You better.
It's about submission.
Okay.
It's about surrendering your rights, your liberties, and your freedoms. And people are already doing it. In some cases, they don't have a choice you can't go in a store and buy something if you don't have the mask on.
I do.
In many places, Doug. Okay. North of you in Canada. Okay. Up there or north of us.
Yeah.
Or up there, I have people up there. You don't go in a store without a mask. I know in Ontario, you don't. End of story. That's it. It isn't like it's optional. In fact, I was looking at a news feed coming out of Toronto, and they're fixing to go on lockdown. But for Christmas, I'm talking serious lockdown. It's nuts. It's nuts. I mean, I can't get across the border to see my people up there anyway, because the border's been closed for 9 or 10 months now. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy. This, if you told me this 20 years ago, I would have told you you were stoned. I would have said, you're an ass. I would not have given you any credence whatsoever if you told me this 20 years ago. And then I'm sitting here and it's like we're living our worst nightmares. This is insane.
But we're living our worst nightmares, because people will acquiesce. You know, if we all said, if everyone who disagrees with the mask mandate, the lockdowns and all of this, if we all stood up and said, no, we're not going to, no, thank you, but no, thank you. We're not going to play. We outnumber them, don't we? We outnumber right. So why aren't we doing this? Why aren't we in mass?
Because the same reason that we're not out in the streets fighting with Black Lives Matter and Antifa. Same reason. Okay. People are afraid of being labeled as a racist. People are afraid of going to jail because, Doug, you and I could mount up, grab 4 or 5 people that we know are solid, and we could go to Washington, D.C. and call them out in the street. At the end of the day, you and me and people that we took with us are going to be in jail. Okay? They'll destroy us. That's why people don't resist. They're scared. They're scared. Now, I want you to stop and think. We talked about this before.
I know.
The people, the patriots. Everybody talks a good show.
Yes.
If you're a patriot, really a patriot, you would say, I would die for what I believe in.
And I will.
You and I don't have to present our wares on that.
All right.
People know where we stand on that, and I don't want to get us kicked off another platform somewhere. But the forefathers, our founding fathers, those brave individuals that signed those documents, no one really realizes the hell that they went through on earth. Some of them were murdered. Some of them lost everything they had. Some of them had family members killed. Some of them, I mean, they went through hell on earth. Why? Because they were labeled as criminals by England. And even with 13 colonies of supporting people, the English still came and hunted them down and did these various things to them. I mean, some of these were wealthy men that were willing to sacrifice everything? How many people that you know personally are willing to sacrifice everything to save this country? I'm just, that's a rhetorical question. You don't have to answer it, sir.
Right.
I want everybody that's listening to ask themselves that question. Okay. And I'm not saying that, hey, it's time to go to war. I'm just saying down the road, if it came to that, where do you fall? And Doug, you don't have to answer that. I'm not going to answer it. I'm not going to say it on the air. People already know us. They know where we stand. I get emails all the time. I know there's a lot of good people out there. But a lot of what we're seeing is rah, 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 rah. The other thing, and it's like I said before the election, they had a lot of people didn't vote that should have voted. We should have had bigger margins than we did. And I still say that Trump won by a landslide, but I believe if you'll go back and check the shows, I believe I said exactly that Trump would look great on election night by the time we went to bed. And that starting the day after and the following days, he would lose his lead.
Mm-hmm.
Don't tell me I was wrong.
No. You said that.
I nailed that puppy right on the head.
Yep.
And we weren't wrong about anything that went on in that election, but I also said that the Democrats were going to cheat. Now, I did not know about the Dominion machines and all that at that point. I know that any machine can be hacked. If you tell me it can't, you're classifying me as an idiot, okay? I've been around these kind of things long enough. I know that things can be hacked. I've had computer people working for me that would have made Dominion look like child's play, okay? I just didn't have them employed during the election. When we sit there and we talk about it, we called the election as it was. I'm trying to remember where I was going with this point.
You were taking note of your.
Well, we're taking note that we were absolutely correct, but we didn't have the things in place that we needed to avoid this. Donald Trump, President Trump, and I call him President Trump because he's still our president. And as far as I'm concerned, he was elected president. But we talked before the election how the Democrats were going to pull their crap. But we needed enough votes that even with their cheating, we would have a wide margin.
Yes.
We didn't. We needed more votes.
Well,
okay.
Yes.
Realistically, because everything we're looking at is close races. Now, I understand, and I'm looking at what I saw up till 2 a.m. November 4th. So November 3rd's tabulations, Eastern Standard Time, into November 4th, and I'm going to say 2 a.m., 2:30 roughly is when I'd finally had enough. And I was like, you know what? This could go either way at this point. Trump was doing well. Up till midnight, he was doing great. Then things started to change. When I got up in the morning on November 4th, the whole thing had been turned upside down in the middle of the night.
Mm-hmm.
We should have seen it coming. There's more should have been done to stop this madness. Now, these poor people, that was a fantastic press conference yesterday. The only thing that was negative about it was now I realize that Rudy Giuliani has more gray hair than I thought he did. You know, because he had the little stripes coming down.
Yeah, you know, and that's poor guy, so
and
trivial.
I couldn't believe that one of the girls, one of the ladies on stage wouldn't, you know, reach over and dab the guy's face so he didn't look like a clown on TV.
I felt
bad for him. But regardless, he presented a very good case.
He did.
And the point was, he gave a minimal amount of evidence, okay, after talking about the affidavits and all. minimal amount of evidence that he would be able to at least get you thinking in the right direction. Now, they were giving him crap because he wouldn't, you know, give them the evidence. I wouldn't give them the evidence either. I wouldn't.
It's not the venue for that. The venue for evidence is in the courtroom.
They're not qualified to look at it.
That's right.
You tell me that the media, these people shouldn't be covering anything more than soapbox derby races in a neighborhood somewhere. These people have become garbage. And I would not, I don't understand how these journalists go home at night and think they did a good job. Okay. This is insane what I'm seeing, that they sat here and for the last 4 years crucified this man, President Trump. And when he throws up any kind of resistance to the election or anything like that, they just smash him. It doesn't matter what evidence he proved. Rudy Giuliani could have presented a video yesterday of somebody running a Biden ballot through a machine 12 times. It still wouldn't be on CNN today.
That's right.
So why would you waste your time? That Jim Acosta, that man is a horse's ass. And I hope when this is all said and done that he is shamed for the rest of his life. He is what's wrong with the media. And I don't care if he's taking orders from his bosses. If you are, then we know your price. It's your paycheck.
That's right.
Shame on you. Absolutely shame on you. I wish that I knew enough wealthy conservative businessmen and super PACs or whatever that I could put the money together to buy CNN since it's up for sale. Because I would buy it and I would transform it. And I wouldn't transform it into a right wing. I would transform it into a news station. Whoa.
We don't have those anymore.
Thank you.
Even local.
Thank you. You see the little thing. James Woods put one of these out. I saw it about a year ago. Talking points.
Yep.
Then they bring on another station, talking points. Yep. Then another station, talking points. Pretty soon on the screen, it looks like a screenshot of about 60 Fox affiliates all saying the same thing.
We've played that clip here. Yeah.
Yeah, but nobody should be giving marching orders like that. Nobody should be following marching orders like that. Things are so askew within the media, even in the entertainment media. What would happen, Mr. Hagman, if you and I decided to start a company and called it White Entertainment Television?
Well, you want to find out?
Had the money, I would. But I'd have to have a legal team you wouldn't believe. And that's what's wrong with America. That's one of the things that's wrong with America. They can do it.
Yeah.
But I can't. If I started White Entertainment Television, man, where I lived, it'd have to be a secret. I'd have to have, you know, ex-Navy SEALs for security. I'd have to have, I'm serious. We would have to put our corporate offices in an old bank building or something. Just because they have blast-proof windows. I mean, wait, you know what I'm saying? But that's what's wrong with the country. There's a set of double standards that just blows my mind. And if there's any, and I know we have a lot of folks in our listening audience that are Black Americans, and we love you. Because if you're listening to this show, you're conservative. You're just like us. We have different skin color, that's it. But our values are the same. And I would be really upset with the fact that we can have Black Entertainment Television over here, but if one person was to, or a company was to set up White Entertainment Television, there would be a dispute. Now, I wouldn't do it for the simple reason it's a moot point, okay? And all you're doing is you're going to walk into a bunch of lawsuits. But what I would love to do is I would love to have the opportunity that Roger Ailes had to put together a news station like Fox. I'd love to go down there to Atlanta and buy CNN outright and actually put out a news station, because I would transform it overnight. First of all, I'd fire everybody on staff.
We would have, that's a given.
Yeah, we'd have CNN, but really for a few days, there wouldn't be anybody on there. But I'd get, you know, I'd get some people like the Glenn Becks on there. You know, just, I want, but I even further than that, I would want some fairness. One guy that I really like, and even he's changing a little bit, though, but all through this and through the impeachments and all that, was Brit Hume. If you ever
sit down and read people up, but go ahead.
No, but Brit Hume would pick on both sides.
Yeah.
And that's what I want to see. I want to see, it's kind of like Saturday Night Live used to be. Saturday Night Live, no one was safe. There was a time back in the day when no one was safe on Saturday Night Live. It didn't matter if you were a Democrat, you were a Republican. They picked on you.
Yeah, from 1975 to 77. I remember that time.
Yeah, but I'm sorry. Yeah, thanks. Thanks for aging. Thanks for dating us, sir.
You're but welcome.
The point was they handed out equal punishment. Journalism is supposed to be equal. Now, I grew up, Walter Cronkite was the guy. I think, what was it, NBC News, ABC News, whatever. Walter Cronkite was the guy. But even Walter Cronkite kind of pushed the conservative value.
But he wasn't. I mean, he was a flaming globalist, though, brother.
That's, I know. But he had an agenda.
Yeah.
And it just, these people that change with the wind really bother me. I haven't changed much in the last 50 years, man. Okay. Some people said I was born an a-hole and just grew bigger, but excuse me, folks.
I didn't think you'd remember what I said about you.
I had to throw it in there because I actually have a t-shirt from 25 years ago that says that. But the thing is, we've watched our systems that we always took for granted, and maybe that's why we lost them. Because we took them for granted. We've watched them change. Politics isn't the same. It's foul and dirty. It's absolutely impregnated with dirty money. The left and the right are guilty of all kinds of white collar crime. The media, and we've known that media elects presidents, but I had never seen the media actually slaughter a president like they've tried to do with President Trump. And they say, they actually have the guts to say that the media was always in favor of President Trump. I've heard that before from people on CNN and MSNBC. How can you even say that? This poor guy gets up in the morning, and if he were to drop his toothbrush in the bathroom and they heard about it, they'd slam him for it. It doesn't matter what the guy does. And what that tells me is that he is a threat to the status quo. He is a threat to everything. We're fixing to go. If Joe Biden goes into office, okay, we will be engaged in combat somewhere in the world by July. Believe it. And it will be unnecessary. Because that machine has to be fed under their terms and conditions. Because the lobbyists have to be honored under their terms and conditions. Because the companies and the payoffs under their terms and conditions. So the Democrats just sold their souls. And it makes me sick. That makes me physically ill when I think about it. Because if Trump doesn't maintain his presidency, and this whole deal is for naught, as far as them filing lawsuits for the election, and it's not reversed, America will never be the same. It's never going to be the same.
And I believe with what you're saying, I think right now we're at a point where today is either do or die. All right, so you're right.
Well,
You're right. Yeah. I mean,
you're staring into the abyss, my friend.
And the abyss is looking right back at us. Okay. But if we don't prevail on this with the, look, you could, the press conference, they presented enough, in my view, enough circumstantial or indirect evidence for a prima facie case, which is all they had to do.
Yes.
Okay.
And that's not even, but like you just said, that's not even the evidence that they're actually going to present in front of a judge to get this into court. This should absolutely go forward.
And you know, it's the attack on, and I have a problem with people saying the attack on democracy. First of all, lose that word democracy. This is a representative or constitutional republic. It's not a democracy. So, but that aside, President Trump, and this is why, this is another reason why I have a problem with people who attack President Trump and say, well, he hasn't done crap. Well, no, he has. And if you look at his list of accomplishments, you'd be surprised. But I'm not going to go there right now. But the thing is, he rode down that escalator, and there was an immediate barrage against him every single day. And if it wasn't and he was surveilled by the best, by Five Eyes. Mm-hmm. All right? So it wasn't just America. It was Five Eyes that surveilled him. He went up against Clapper, Brennan, Obama, everyone. Just had him.
He defied the odds, is what he did.
He did. So
they didn't. They thought he would be like the Celebrity Apprentice. He would get a few votes. They did not see this man coming. They did not understand the thirst that is in the Americans, the thirst that is in us to get our country back.
So, you know, okay, yes, exactly. So, okay, with that, people have asked me, well, if voter fraud was such an issue, why did he win in 2016? He won in 2016 because they underestimated his popularity,
yes.
Which electronically the algorithms were lower. In 2016, there weren't the acceptance of mail-in ballots either to the extent that they were this election and other things.
Well, that and all the rules of the elections were circumvented this time.
That's correct.
It was a circus. They were down there. There are many instances we've heard witnesses saying they were down there handing out hats and T-shirts and all this for your vote.
Yes, yes, and not only that, they were paying. If you can believe this, and I've seen sufficient, again, prima facie evidence that. Suggests that there were direct payments made for boxes of ballots, whether it's 5,000 ballots or, you know, 2,800 ballots, there were payments made. But so this time, President Trump, 2020, they said, okay, you know, and this is what I'm putting together based on what I've researched. We're not going to hit him just on one, you know, one. We're not going to worry, or we're not going to try to just take him down the electronic way. We're going to go through the mail ballots. We're going to fill the ballot boxes.
Just in case there was a recount. That's where the hand ballots come in. Cause all you're doing is recount the same garbage.
Yeah.
Garbage in.
Yes.
We covered this. Garbage in, garbage out.
Yeah. We don't need recounts of states. We need audits of states.
Yes.
All right. So where we're at today, really, I believe that, and I believe this to be the case. If we lose, in other words, you have activist judges, even to the extent of the Supreme Court, if they say, nope, Biden is going to be president-elect. And we don't have a president-elect right now, so don't tell me we do, folks. There is no president-elect right now. And by the way, there's no office of the president of president-elect. There's no office.
I don't know. I saw it on the wall behind Biden when he was talking yesterday.
Yeah, isn't that something? Yeah, I can put it. I'm president-elect Doug, okay? And I talk like Biden, too, sometimes. I get into that, you know, corn pop mood or corn pop, you know, karaoke. I need to order karaoke's.
You've been eating way too many Krogies.
Yeah. But he, I believe that if this is allowed to stand, America, one of the, a number of things could happen. We could, as patriots, come together and attempt to rectify it. And that, that path is going to be very bloody. It's going to be very ugly and people are going to die on both sides, all sides. But I don't think, you know, I believe that we are not going to know that we're in a, in the midst of a civil war, or we're not going to know that there's a civil war on, I should say, until we find ourselves in the middle of it. I also believe that the American, the second American Civil War will be a genocidal event, on a scale never seen before. There will be an organized effort to disarm just right before, disarm us right before this happens. Now that may or may not happen, but it's going to be attempted. The timetable for this, and I believe this has been well planned out, has already been established, but it's not going to happen. I mean, it's going to happen whether or not the timetable is right or not. And the one last thing, the real big danger, I believe, of this evil progressive communist left exists well hidden from any public view. It's kept intentionally hidden. And go back to Rwanda that I mentioned. The conspirators there held very secret meetings, had secret handshakes, decoder rings. I'm not trying to make light of it, but it was all done in secrecy outside of the public purview. And that's where we're at today, because that's what happened with members of.
And to be clear, okay, nobody on this program is endorsing violence.
Oh, no, no.
We're not. Well, I think some people are misunderstanding that. It comes down to ballots or bullets, but we're in the ballot stage, okay?
Yes,
we're in. There's a lot of things that people don't understand. They can really put some pressure on legislators. You could put pressure on them. I'll tell you why. They are in love with the dollar. Lindsey Graham used to email me. I used to get emails every day. I finally took the time one day, responded to the email, told him exactly what I think of him. And he never again did his office email me. Okay? You got to get real with these people.
Yet he speaks very highly of you to me.
Yeah, but he concerns me, people like that. The only person I trust over in the Senate is, Mitch McConnell.
Oh, Senate. Yeah.
I do. I like Mitch McConnell. I do. He's a hard old dude. He knows how it works. And if Biden manages to make it into the White House, he does not have an easy road ahead of him. He is going to pay through the teeth.
What's going on?
Anytime.
Okay, I hear music.
Listen, folks, have a great weekend. I will see you next week with this young man right here. So please enjoy your Krogies.
I was going to say, bring your bag of Krogies. Thanks, brother.
Thank
we'll talk.
All right, right on.
All right. Folks, Randy Taylor. Oh, my goodness. Go back to the wolf picture. All right, folks. Going to be right back. Stay right where you're at.
Reporting on what the mainstream media won't, you're listening to the Hagman and Hagman Report on the Global Star Radio Network.
is the Hagman Report, where truth can't be silenced. I want to thank the fine folks at Rumble. That's right. We're on Rumble. We're on Brighteon. We have our own backup servers. YouTube, we're tired of playing whack-a-mole with YouTube. So goodbye, YouTube. Have a nice life. I hope you crash and burn. Or, you know, be a, seriously, it's, you want to stifle, you want to become an editor. Have at it. Have at it. I don't know how many people saw this image. I don't know if Eric's got it at the ready. If not, I apologize. But, this is from a Facebook account. And, there it is right there. Just understand this, folks. There's only one thing you need to understand about the left, about the regressive left. There can be no compromise. There is no middle ground. There is no line in the sand that the left will not cross. Every concession that conservatives make is viewed by the left as just a staging point for their next attack. You know, the left realize their goals incrementally. The inexorably tightening the noose on our rights and freedoms one inch at a time. And I apologize for stumbling through that last paragraph. Getting new glasses next week, so that'll work. But there it is, right there. I mean, in a graphic. And I think that that really conveys what's really going on. And I thank you for putting that up. I appreciate that. Again, apologize for stumbling through that. I'm going to go back and have some corn pops and karaoke's. All right, with me, it's Friday, Austin Brower. You know, folks, if I would have taken my magnesium brain food today, I would have not stumbled through karaoke and corn pops. But there you go. If you go to healthmasters.com, that's where you need to go for all of your nutritional supplements. I will tell you this. You're going to need them. Now, you can go to, I'm not going to name stores, but you can go to various stores to buy your nutritional supplements. You get what you pay for. You get what they've got. Some of the nutritional supplements out there, especially at larger stores, are actually made in China. And that's not what I want. This stuff is made right here in the United States. It's the best on the market. There's magnesium brain food, which I've got to order. And also, they have food buckets, organic food buckets. Folks, if you haven't done so already, you know. We're going to have supply interruptions. And if you're ready for them, you'll feel a lot better. So, and also, if you do nothing else during this broadcast, after this broadcast, order a jar of karaoke's. No, order at least the ultimate multiple, either in powder form or in capsule form. Okay. Just do it because you need to take that base of nutritional supplementation. Why am I talking about this? Why should I even talk about this? Because we need to be healthy. We're up against a number of things. The stress. Oh man, it's off the charts. Lowers our immunity, our resistance, plus the food that we eat not providing us nutrition. And when we're out there fighting the regressive left, I need and you need me to be in good health, and I need you to be in good health. So there it is, healthmasters.com. And while you're there and going through everything, on the upper right, there's a way to watch or to listen to their program. You know, it's the Ted and Austin Brower Show. It's the premier father-son show on the internet. It's the Ted and Austin Brower Show, 3 to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday, also on Sunday. And just listen to them. Listen to the show. You'll be much better for it. Now, I don't get paid to say this. I'm telling you, I listen to the show. I take the supplements. I'm a customer. I'm a happy customer. My wife is. My entire family is. Eric the Tech loves the Ultimate Multiple Powder. Okay, it's just fantastic. You mix it with something. I don't know, water or something, or I don't know what you do, but I see almost. There's never a day in the studio that I don't see Eric the Tech with without that. So, all right.
Yes, water.
With water. I didn't think it was gin or vodka or anything like that. But
Coors Light.
Coors Light. Yeah. So, folks, please, do yourself a favor. And I'll tell you something. You're going to feel better after 30 days, 15 days. In my case, a couple of days. I didn't realize how bad I was in terms of immunity. And now, and once you start feeling better, boy, things look a lot better. Now, that's not, I have to tell you, it hasn't affected my ugly mood, my angry mood. I'm angry. But in terms of feeling physically better, yeah, it does. So, all right. Hopefully I've done you,
it's tough to change that DNA.
Yeah, Eric the Tech, you know, my daughter is married to Eric the Tech, and I think the DNA, my DNA, she's full of my DNA, I'm pretty sure. All I can say, Eric, is God bless you. Just God bless you for being so patient because, you know. All right. With that, Austin Brower from healthmasters.com, one of my favorite people. Seriously. He's a star. He really is. How you doing, Austin?
Doug, pleasure to be on the show, my friend. And one thing that can help people if they are dealing with increased anger, which I know I've been fighting some of those issues as well as I know you have, is the 5-HTP and the cortisol buster. Those two work really well in trying to maintain a overall sense of well-being, I guess you could say, of decreasing some of the hostility. But it's still hard to get rid of it completely, especially when we see what's going on right now. And one thing you said a minute ago, and I just want to kind of reiterate it, our health is our responsibility. Contrary to the medical model and contrary to what the mainstream media lies to everybody about, our responsibility to our own health is ours. It's our responsibility to take care of our children's health. It's not our doctor's responsibility. It's not the Fox News. It's not the grocery store clerk. It's nobody else's responsibility except for ours. And that's what kind of even makes me chuckle about a lot of these things we've seen now with these people that get so mad about face masks, people not wearing face masks. And they just, you know, people just turn into these little mask Nazis running around trying to tell everybody what to do all the time. And my thing is, dude, if you're that scared to walk outside, just stay at home. And it was funny. I was so proud of my wife the other day. I told this story on our show, but I'm going to tell it again. She ended up going over to Tampa, and she stopped by Whole Foods. And normally I'm not a big fan of Whole Foods because Amazon owns it, I'll be honest with you. But there was a bunch of stuff that they had on sale, so she wanted to stop by and grab it. So she did, because we always try to eat organic, but it gets expensive. So trying to find stuff on sale definitely is, you know, you got to be as lucrative as you can with it. And so she's at there, right? She's at Whole Foods. This is Tampa. This is Florida. There's no mask mandate, so to speak. Some counties and cities are still trying to say you need to wear one, but because of DeSantis's order, you cannot be fined or arrested or anything like that for not wearing a mask. So she's at checkout, right? In the checkout line, about to pay, pulling some cash out to pay the cashier, and some lady starts walking up behind her, and she goes, "Miss, excuse me, ma'am. And Lana finally turns around. She's like, "Can I help you with something?" The lady goes, "You need to put a mask on, ma'am." And Lana looks at her and goes, "I have a medical condition. I have a medical excuse, and I have a form. Thank you very much. And you need to mind your own business." And she said the whole store up front, everybody just stopped. You could hear a pin drop, she said. And the lady kind of just sulked her head down and walked out the door real quick. And Lana was all flustered. She got home and told me the story. And I said, you know, because Lana, she don't like conflict, not quite as much as I do. And so she was all flustered. She got home. She's like, "I just couldn't believe it." I said, "No, babe." I said, "You did the right thing." I said, "You're sitting there, a paying customer, trying to live freely, travel freely, unmolested on your way, and this lady wants to come up and verbally accost you for no reason whatsoever, simply because you don't have a face diaper on." And so this morning, when I saw the research study that came out from Denmark on Wednesday night, a lot of people have been talking about it now. A lot of people have been trying to find out ways to say, well, it's not this or it's not that. Well, it's pretty doggone accurate. It's exactly what we've been saying. Yeah, it's the Denmark randomized controlled study. And what it was a randomized study that was published on Wednesday in the Annals of International Medicine that found the coronavirus infection rates were nearly the same among those who were told to wear masks and those who were not. The trial was of 6,000 participants in Denmark, and they found basically the similar rates of the SARS COVID infection in those who did and those who did not receive a recommendation to wear a surgical face mask when outside the home. This was from Henning Bugard, the study's lead author in the University of Copenhagen. And what's so crazy about this is the results completely smacked the CDC in the face. Because, you know, the CDC came out, I think it was on the 10th, and they said, well, guess what? Now we're changing it again. The masks aren't there just for you to protect everyone. Now the masks are there to protect you as well, so you need to wear a mask. And what's funny about it, this study completely slaps them in the face. And what's interesting, too, in the study, the people that were in the control group that wore the mask, this wasn't just a random, like, okay, if you kind of ever need to wear a mask, put one on. They agreed to follow all the requirements in the study. And part of the study was they were given free masks, 50 of them. They also were high-quality ones, not just like the regular just cotton filter ones. They were actually high-quality face masks, and they were instructed to use them at any time when they went outside. And it was basically a 30-day trial run that they did in Denmark. And they found, I think, that the infection rate of the mask wearers was like 1.8 or 1.9%, and the infection rate of the non-mask wearers was like 2.1%, which out of a group of 6,000, there's no clinical relevancy to that whatsoever. There was none. And so the researchers, of course, now have been trying to kind of backpedal out of it. And they're saying, well, it's still a good recommendation that people wear masks, we guess, because it still could probably help at some point in time, which the problem is the research is already out. They've shot themselves in the foot. And that doesn't even get into the aspect of reducing oxygen uptake and increasing carbon dioxide in the bloodstream and basically causing the body to go very acidic, which cancer thrives in acidity, which means that you're massively increasing your chance and risk of cancer when your body goes acidic, which is what happens when you have a lack of oxygen. So I just thought that was interesting and pretty cool, the fact that this study came out now. You and I have been yelling about it for months. Everybody around me that's friends with me knows how I am about it. Most of them are the same way. And it's dead. Ted just came over. He just left the office for the show. He had to run some more errands to go pick some material up for some stuff over the house. And he had to stop by the DMV to change over a tag. And so, you know, here in Florida, there's no requirement anymore. They can't mandate it. So he's in the DMV and the vast majority of people have the mask on. And this guy walks in with no mask on. And dad, of course, pulls the, you know, oh, thank you for not wearing a mask. And the guy goes, yeah, I'm not going to wear that crap. He's like, this, we're 9-10 months into this now. If the mask worked, they'd work. They obviously don't work, just like the lockdowns don't work. This whole thing's gotten asinine. Well, of course, you know, that just lit Ted's fire. Ted's like, oh, well, let me tell you this. So he starts talking about the mask and everything. Well, all of a sudden, one of the girls behind the counter goes, sir, what are you talking about? I want to hear this. And, you know, all the girls behind the counter are all wearing masks. And he goes, okay. So he starts going the whole thing, all the way from start to finish on what's going on. He said by the time he's done, every single girl behind the counter pulled the mask off. They said, dude, we're done with this. We can't breathe in these things. We've worn them for months on end. They suck. We're done with them. And Ted's like, well, that's your choice, but I'm very proud of you guys for making a healthy, conscious decision.
And we haven't heard from Ted since, right? Is that
No, that was when he left the DMV to come over to the office. So I haven't heard since he left the office, though, so I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, the leftist mask Nazis have picked him up, and they're currently he's undergoing re-education.
They got to get through all that 45 ACP first that he carries on him. Those are some heavy hydro shocks.
It's what is this all? I mean, the study that study that you point out is great. I believe it's perhaps what you said. There's no clinical relevance to the with respect to the mask wearers to the non-mask wearers. Or yeah, I guess I said that right. Okay, so what's this all about then? What's this really all about? Especially the curfews. What, COVID doesn't come out after or before 10 o'clock at night? I mean, look, I understand they're trying to, if you squint and tilt your head, you know, like you're listening to a dog, I kind of understand what they're trying to say, although, or trying to convince you is the truth, but I don't agree with it. But, and talk about the lack of evidence, but so what are they trying to do here? What's the end game objective? And I ask that question knowing the answer, okay? So don't send me emails. I know the answer. But for those tuning in that have maybe never heard of this program because we're on different platforms now, what are they trying to do?
I'll say it real loud for everybody sitting in the back in case they've missed me hollering about this for the last 6 months. Everything that we have now seen, we're pretty much realizing it's about compliance, all the way from the mask to the lockdowns to the 6 feet, which that's very ritualistic and occultish as far as the number six everywhere. They've already shown numerous physicians and doctors have already come out and said there is no research that shows 6 feet is some magic number. 5 feet, you get it. 7 feet, you don't. There is nothing. It's complete and totally bogus. The six is all about the occult. They want to have sixes everywhere, and they have successfully done that now. Almost every store you go in, they got the stupid little placards on the floor that I intentionally don't step on that have six all over them. So yep. You literally hopscotch from six to six to six to six to six. If you can't tell me that's not even remotely ominous, I don't know what else to tell you. It's very strange to me. And so now we're seeing the same thing with the dinner table. Well, you can have six people at your dinner table. Everything's constantly six. They're telling us what they're doing and their how to do it. The mask always and have always been all about compliance. And they are, again, another form of the occult. They always have these, when they have these groups, when they have these Babylonian ceremonies, these orgies, these rituals. If you've ever researched it, I don't recommend researching a lot. There's some weird stuff. I don't ever look into it anymore. Ted looked into it. I've researched it. It doesn't take much researching to realize there's some weird stuff people are involved in. But one thing that is always the same is the wearing of mask. It's very occultish. And so this is what they're trying to do, is to normalize this. Everybody using the number six. Everybody having signage that says the number. Everybody wearing a mask. This whole thing is turned into one giant ritual. And then on top of that, they're seeing how far they can get the populace to comply, even when we know stuff doesn't work, like you just said, with the curfew. So apparently, you know, at 9:01, COVID gets released outside. We don't know how. We don't know where. But at 9:01, COVID gets released, and they come out like a pack of wild dogs looking for people. 8:59, you're good. COVID's locked up. You don't have to worry about it. 9:01, you better be in your house. It better be boarded up, and you better have a mask on, and you better not have more than six people in your house, because if COVID gets out at 9:01 and you have seven people in your house, dude, you're screwed. It's done. It's coming in your house. It knows you have seven people in there, not six. It's going to get you. Now, obviously, I'm being grossly sarcastic in this, but I'm showing everybody the idiotic ideology they're trying to force people to follow when you can blatantly use common sense and realize it makes none whatsoever. The whole thing about the certain amount of people at tables, the certain amount of people in groups, the feet apart from it. We already know the lockdowns didn't work, so why are they doing them again? And if the lockdowns did work, then why are they having to do them again in some of these states?
Right.
You know what I mean? So what we're seeing here is another contrived effort to put more restrictions, more lockdowns, more draconian measures to try to force a populace to follow and obey like peasants. The next thing they're going to start rolling out is the vaccine. Now, Pfizer has come out today, and they are now pretty much demanding that the FDA give them emergency authorization to release this vaccine so they can start distributing it. Now, it's interesting about this, and I brought this up on my show earlier today. I'm going to bring it up on this show because Ted and I have been talking about this for the last couple weeks. Pfizer slipped out, I think it was 4 or 5 weeks ago, and discussed the fact that they already had hundreds of thousands of vials that were in production for the vaccine. Before the phase three clinical trials were even done, well before the FDA even approved it, because the FDA hasn't even approved it up until right now when we're doing the show. Well, one of our listeners and really good customers, known him for years, great guy, out in Tennessee, he's a doctor, works at a hospital, and he called us up yesterday, and he said, want to give you guys a heads up. He said, you know, I've been here for years. I'm very proactive. We talked to him before. He said they are getting a shipment of 295 vials of the Pfizer COVID vaccine next week. Next week, it's coming in two doses, a 0.3 and a 0.5. The first one is the first injection. 2 weeks later is the booster shot. He said that the AMA already has assigned codes for use for tracking, cataloging, and inventory. And Tennessee is one of the four pilot states that Pfizer is going to be using to run their new COVID vaccine. So let me just reiterate this. Pfizer is still trying to demand that the FDA give them emergency approval on paper in the news, but yet Pfizer is already getting the vaccines ready to ship out to hospitals, meaning they already know this thing's approved. They've already been told it's going to be approved. They knew it was approved months ago. The military-industrial complex now operates Operation Warp Speed, which has headed all the funds that are going to these pharmaceutical companies that are making this RNA-based vaccine that is designed to actually slightly rewrite the way your body actually works and your DNA works. It has aborted kidney tissue in it. It has aborted lung tissue in it. This is how they culture and make it. You can do your own research on this and look it up. It's very, very dark what they're doing with this vaccine. And the fact that this stuff has to be kept at negative 94 degrees Fahrenheit and can only be opened twice a day in this big suitcase box when you pull it out of the freezer, out of the other freezer, shows you this stuff is so volatile. I talked about it on the show last week. So what we're seeing here is the masks, to answer your question, have been about compliance and getting people on board to follow what they're told. The next phase will be the vaccines. Because so many people now have been so trained and been so lied to, this is what you have to do, this is how you follow orders, this is how you do it, you have to stay social distance from everybody. When the vaccine rolls out, there's going to be a lot of people to take it. And what's more likely going to happen, and I've heard this from a few different people, and I've talked about this as well, the vaccine is more than likely going to shed or cause serious health conditions, as we already know from Moderna and Pfizer. When we look at the adverse conditions that occurred, they were extremely high. In one phase, there were 100% adverse conditions in the Moderna COVID vaccine trial. Now, they weren't all life-threatening, but they were all significant adverse conditions. What's more than likely going to happen is the reason why they're trying to get this vaccine rolled out so fast and get it distributed so quickly and get so many people shot up with it as fast as possible is it's more than likely going to start some type of third or fourth wave of COVID or whatever else the heck they're injecting into us. Not me, not you, but whatever the general population that decides to capitulate, consent to this, they're going to be injected with something. What is that going to do to the populace? I have no idea. But it's highly probable, in my opinion, it's going to start spreading something, changing something, or making things worse. You add that into what's going on with this giant election debacle right now, and you have this Biden clown who's basically saying he won, running around like he won. Nobody can figure out what the heck's going on with these ballots. I've never in my life seen it take this long to count or recount anything. You got the Dominion voter system now that has an Ethernet connect to it. You can straight hook it up to the internet. It was designed specifically to be able to modify and essentially go in and change different aspects. There's so much blatant fraud that we've watched right in front of our faces. Giuliani's been put out a big press conference, I think yesterday, on it. And it's insane. But remember, none of us are okay with theft. None of us are okay with them stealing the election and Biden getting in. But as I told everybody, we all need to get real prepared and real right in the head, because once this election's overturned, if they actually get enough evidence to overturn it and it goes back in Trump's favor, it is going to start an absolute crap storm on most of the American populace when the leftists literally lose their mind and have a meltdown. And they're going to say Trump stole the election, Trump had foreign influence, Trump's meddling, blah, 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 blah. The same thing we heard in 2016, but it's going to be on a huge steroid cycle at this point. It's going to be monstrosity. That's all going to culminate together with this vaccine rolling out at almost the exact same time, ready to inject everybody with. At the exact same time, the riots start and everything starts to occur. So this is why I've encouraged everybody, especially around me locally as well, make sure you're stocked up. If you have security provisions, if you have firearms, know how to use them. If you have comms that you run, know how to use them. If you have, you know, any type of weapons or tactics or defense measures, know how to use them. Make sure batteries are charged. Make sure you have backup food, backup water, backup supplements. If you need something, you know, cinnamon extract for blood sugar, vitamin C, D3. We don't know what's going to come out in the next couple of months, but I can tell you one thing. It's going to be unprecedented, probably something unlike we've ever witnessed in our generation in the United States. And I've been saying that for months, and people are like, oh, well, you know, this, dude, this is the calm before the storm right now. And I know you probably got a few different takes on it, but I know me and you are pretty close on the same page. You can feel how everything's real unsettled right now, and it's like it's culminating to something much, much larger in the next couple weeks. And that's why I've been telling everybody, get prepared mentally, physically, and any stock supplies that you have. Be prepared to not have to go to the store for a couple weeks if you don't want to, and you basically have meat buckets or organic food buckets or beans and rice or MREs, whatever the heck you want to be stocked up on. But when stuff goes sideways, you're not going to want to be running around going downtown to go to the supermarket in the middle of what's going to be coming in the next couple weeks, in my opinion.
How do you – okay. Did you watch or at least watch the highlights of the news conference yesterday with Rudy
Giuliani,
Sidney Powell, Giuliani, and
yes, I watched a couple highlights this morning when I got into the office, but I have not watched it in its entirety.
Here's my question to you, and folks. By the way, we have Austin Brower. You know him. You've been on following the show for forever. You know who Austin Brower is. You know Health Masters, healthmasters.com, the best nutritional supplements out there. And I urge you to make your order like tonight after the show, because you don't know what's coming. But okay. Here's what I'm having a problem with, in addition to pronouncing karaoke. You have to tune in the first hour to understand that. But anyway, karaoke.
Karaoke.
That's my corn pops, Joe Biden gaffe of the day, but among others. But, okay. So you've got this ample evidence of voter or election fraud. Ample. I mean, there's no question. Any reasonable, insane human being would not – you've got physical impossibilities, statistical impossibilities, in addition to affidavits and so on. But what do you see happening from this? Because everyone, including some on the right, even some conservatives – I won't name them – are blowing this off. But I think blowing this off – at their own peril. So what do you think is going to happen? Do you think that President Trump, his legal team, will prevail, or if it goes 12th Amendment, state legislatures, electors being selected will vote for Trump? Or do you think that none of this is going to – you think that this is all going to go flat and we're going to have to accept a – communist / socialist future?
Well, in my opinion, obviously we know that they massively want Biden in office, but they would not have gone to this degree of theft to go in and do all this election fraud. That's very clear. This was very well orchestrated all across the country. This wasn't, oh, I got a box of ballots, I'm going to shove in a box here, you know, and kind of add them in. This was so orchestrated among many states all across this country. So obviously they wanted Biden in there. They're going to do everything they can to try to make sure he gets in there, and they're going to do everything they can to make sure Trump doesn't get in. However, here's the kicker. This is what I said. The globalist banker boys, these Rothschild stooges, the ones that basically think they run the entire world, but they're such completely and totally soft-butted candy boys, they don't ever want their face to be seen. I have a real problem with people like that. It's like a keyboard warrior. It's like somebody sits behind a screen and talks crap to everybody online. And then when you see him in person, they're like, oh, man, sorry, bro. I was just kidding. I wasn't kidding. That wasn't a joke to me. I didn't find that funny. You want to talk crap? Talk crap. All right. And that's what I can't stand about the Rothschilds and all these Goldman Sachs banker boys. They want to sit behind their little desk in their ivory tower and pretend that they control everybody and dictate policy and tell everybody what they have to do and put a mask on like a peasant, but they'll never show their faces because they're soft, they're weak, they're pathetic individuals. All they can do is try to garner their control over individuals through consent. And that's the thing that I've continually told everybody. We cannot consent to a stolen election. We cannot sit back and say, well, you know what? We're just going to accept it. If we accept a stolen election, we have no constitutional republic. There's no reason to even vote ever again, period.
That's true.
It's futile. It's done. There is no republic anymore. You could see the clear-cut evidence. Giuliani has broken it down now. And, of course, mainstream media, every single day, there is no evidence. There is no evidence of fraud. Biden is the winner. There is no evidence of fraud. Wear your mask, social distance, drink your aspartame, and continue to shut up. That's what they say all day long. And so we see now what they're trying to push. But again, these banker boys, they're smart at manipulating it. If Trump really does get enough evidence out there and they actually do overturn this, it still goes in their favor. Because then you're going to have full-blown anarchy and pretty much a civil war at that point. Almost everybody I know, everybody I've talked to that is pretty well prepared around here says and is confident with me, if Trump gets back in, which he should, that you're going to have some really, really angry leftists running around on a regular basis. And if we didn't get at least an early glimpse of what they did over the summer. So to answer your question, my personal opinion, I think Giuliani and them are going to push as hard as they can. And I personally think it's going to get overturned. However, I think there's going to be massive opposition, and I think it's going to turn into a giant brouhaha intentionally to make it a spectacle so they can make it cause as much anarchy and as much chaos as physically possible. Because remember, when individuals are fighting among themselves, everybody's all mad. They're fight. You got the little clowns on top, the little banker boys. It's much easier to push in draconian laws and rules and lockdowns because everybody's distracted with fighting with one another. So this is what they're doing now. They're doing more lockdowns again, more restrictions. You can only have 6 people at your dinner Thanksgiving. You can only have 3 family, 3 households together, 2 households together, all this stupid stuff to see if people will accept it. And the sad part is most people are. So, yeah, I think Trump's going to get in, and I think it's going to go totally violent from the left. And I think we're going to be in a position where we're going to have to defend our family and our country. That's my personal opinion. Is it going to happen? I don't know. But that's what I personally think is going to happen. But then again, you never know with some of these guys. They may pull some wild card out and do some crazy nonsense again, like, a 9/11 event, massive false flag. Who knows? But one thing I tell everybody, one thing I can tell you with utmost confidence, there is going to be some significant incidences that occur in the next couple months. If 2020 wasn't already a grandstand platform to show everybody what's starting to happen right now, pretty much I think the end of this year is going to get everybody's attention for what we have the next coming weeks, Doug.
Yeah, okay. I was afraid you sadly, I agree with your answer. I agree with your assessment. And I look back in history and I see all of the times in history that we've reached or countries have reached a point of this kind of control, this censorship, this fascism. And it's fascism from the left, and fascism is a leftist ideology. Right. Okay, yeah, I can see that. And, it's not going to end well, regardless of what happens. It's not going to end well. There's going to be, we're either going to go through this, quickly, or
it's going to be drawn out. I think this is going to be massively drawn out. If we saw what they did to us with COVID this year and the complete and total spectacle they have made of this whole pandemic, it's pretty clear that it's going to get drawn out. We know they're trying to get everything in place so they can bring in this 6G system over the next decade. Yeah. They can bring in an Internet of Things. They have everybody tied into an AI. That's the overall goal. And this is why they're trying to remove all gas and diesel powered vehicles off the road. That's why they just had it. Where's the article right here? I just had it a minute ago. Yeah, in Britain, Here's right here. Britain Prime Minister Boris Johnson now came out and said that they are now planning to ban the sale of new petrol and diesel-powered cars by 2030. They originally planned to ban the sale by 2040. However, they have now moved it to 2030. Now, it's funny, Governor Nuisance, his name's Newsom, but everybody calls him Nuisance out there, has now come out in California and said the same thing. California's going to ban the sale of gasoline and diesel-powered engines cars by 2030. Now, it's interesting that all these things are culminating to 2030 because if anybody's done research, you understand United Nations Agenda 2030, what they're trying to do with their so-called sustainable development. And what that basically means is you own nothing. You can have nothing. You basically rent stuff if you're a good little slave. And if your social credit score stays above a good enough level, they let you do a few things that you ask to do. And if not, they completely ruin you. And that's where everything's going with this. And so what people have to start understanding is this is why I've been so vocal about the mask. And people constantly go, Austin, why are you so adamant about this? Why are you so hostile about it? My hostility comes from a level of knowledge and the fact that I know they don't work. I know they're dangerous for you. I know they cause serious issues and can lead to bacterial pneumonia. They cause problems with oxygen deprivation and increased CO2 in the blood. And the list goes on. I can reiterate myself every day. They are the first sign that we have been completely and totally taken over. It is a conquered status to slaves when you put a muzzle on them or you bag them. You tie them up and you put a gag or a muzzle on them. This has been done for thousands of years to conquered individuals and slaves. This A, prevents them from talking to one another and basically scheming to try to escape, and it keeps them from talking to their masters. You don't want to listen to your slave talk and complain and whine and rattle on. You just beat them. You just basically whoop them, and you now own them. You don't care what they have to say. That's exactly what the entire premise is with the mask. In my opinion, it is a...
Yeah, you're frozen up there, brother. It's a good look on you, but you're frozen up. Did we lose him? And if we did, what's that? Yeah. All right, folks, Austin Brower, he's coming right back. Before he does, I got an announcement to make. Pay attention to this. Pay attention to this. Ready? Monday, November 23rd. Richard Proctor's book, Saving the Constitution, will be made available for free. Amazon Kindle edition. Did you hear me? All day Monday, this coming Monday, November 23rd, Saving the Constitution will be made available for free. Amazon Kindle, Saving the Constitution. What do you think? If you already have one, get it again and give one to your representative, give one to your sheriff, give one to your child's teacher, or if you still have one, your priest, your rabbi, your neighbor. There it is. Amazon Kindle, Saving the Constitution, free on Monday, this coming Monday. All right. We have them? Okay. You kind of froze up and then fell off the internets.
Yeah, I had full bar, full line in. Internet was hot. Don't know what's going on. I guess they didn't like what I had to say.
No, go figure, you know. Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it's coincidence. But yeah.
It is what it is. And one article I did want to get to, and this hasn't really, hardly anybody's covered this, and I don't think a lot of people will because it's being heavily pushed down. Okay. Have you heard about the bunk fire stock incident in Texas?
No.
As far as the prosecutor. Okay, this is actually a very positive article. On a positive note, to all my gun lovers out there, to everybody that's proud of the Second Amendment, everybody that knows the infringement on our rights that the ATF pushed by banning bump fire stocks and retroactively rewriting 1934 law to redefine a machine gun. Illegally, they did this, I should say. They are an enforcement agency. They're not a legislative branch. ATF is unconstitutional. They need to be disbanded. Okay, end rant. Back to the news article. Federal prosecutors now have dropped a bump stock related charge against a man because the government cannot prove beyond a reasonable doubt that the bump stock was a machine gun, according to the Houston Chronicle. This article I pulled off Guns America. Guns America's reported on it, Houston Chronicle, few other real alternative sites, mainstream media, crickets, obviously. And so you had an individual, AJ DeRira, 44 years old. He was arrested for lying on a background check form. It asked, have you ever basically been committed for a mental illness, when he was buying a pistol, and he said no. This whole debacle ensued. They basically came. He had been in Baker Acton before, but long story short, he had bump fire stock as well, which, as you know, per the ATF, is now a felony to possess. And so they took the gun, the handgun that he lied about, and basically took the bump fire stock. Well, they now have dropped the charges on the bump fire stock. They were federally prosecuting him for felony possession of an unregistered machine gun. I mean, this was a big deal. And so they came in now, and what happened was the federal prosecutors dropped the charge for the bump stock possession after his defense attorney found a former ATF agent willing to testify that bump stocks are not machine guns. Now, this is one ATF agent, retired obviously, that I can actually agree with. All the other ones I don't. But this guy actually, he's awake, probably why he's retired. The agent, Rick Vasquez, retired ATF, was ready to testify under oath. He said, unlike machine guns, bump stocks require the shooter to make contact with the trigger each time a round is fired. His testimony convinced the prosecution that they would not be able to prove that a bump fire stock is a machine gun under any circumstances, despite the unlawful ATF ruling in 2018. The defense attorney said, if something doesn't meet the definition of a machine gun, it's not a machine gun, and no amount of wishing or passing rules can change it. One of the last remaining cases before the U.S. Court of Appeals for the 10th Court is basically trying to challenge the ATF's ruling before the full 12-panel judge. It's unclear whether this case in Houston will help that hearing, but it certainly can't hurt. This, however, sets huge positive precedents for anybody who gets caught with one of these accessory stocks. It's not a machine gun. It has never been a machine gun. It cannot be classified as a machine gun. ATF illegally and unlawfully circumvented the Constitution of the United States to make a plastic bump fire stock that had no change or mechanism, no spring, and no impact on the fire control group, and made it a machine gun unilaterally without any congressional oversight. This was unlawful to the highest degree. And I am so glad this happened in Houston. They dropped it. They no-billed it. Said, we're not going to prosecute it. We dumped it. We dropped it. We're not involved. Now, he has apparently been still charged with lying on a background check for being committed into a mental institution and trying to buy a firearm. But the federal felony charge of the bump fire stock, completely dismissed. The reason why I wanted to bring that up, this is a great precedent. I want everybody to forward it. Get that information out there. Because if you or you know anybody that gets caught with one of these bump fire stocks and you basically get a felony charge because of this, this is a huge, huge, huge tool you can use to get this done and out of the way. And this is why I'm very proud of the fact that this former ATF agent actually had the stones to come forward and say, no, we're not. I will testify under oath. This thing is not a machine gun. There's no lawful way to even try to make it a machine gun. It does not meet that criteria. So positive note for the Friday, Doug. Good news for gun owners that at least sets a mildly strong precedent that kind of gives everybody, okay, this is something to look at if there's another incident with like this again in the future.
Good news. And personally, I don't really use bump stocks. I mean, just because I don't use it doesn't mean they should be banned, but it's good news. Bump stocks, no true bill in the, that's out of Houston, you said, or Texas?
Whatever. Yes. Well, yeah, it was. Yes, it was. It was in Houston. The okay. Case was in Houston, and the Houston Chronicle and Guns America are okay. Two of the only websites I haven't actually found that actually covered it. Because nobody, of course, nobody wants to talk about this on the left, especially anybody that's anti-gun, because this just gave the American patriot community a whole lot of ammunition in the future to use if we ever have an issue with this.
Very good. Very good to know, folks. Austin Brower, healthmasters.com. Folks, go there, healthmasters.com. I want to remind you, and consider this a reminder, please. Hey, Thanksgiving is next week. You know what? If you're going to be out and around other family members, You know, it's flu season anyway, but oh wait, the flu's gone, so apparently you don't have flu anymore. But regardless, make sure your immune system is up to snuff. Do so through Health Masters. This is the only nutritional supplement company that I use, and this is the only one that I will endorse personally and professionally. I'm not making any claims. I'm saying it works for me. And if it works for me, believe me. And I'm a hard sell. So healthmasters.com, and go there, healthmasters.com, bookmark their website, and at least get your ultimate multiple along with all of the other, the B's, the C's, the D3, K2. That's right, right? Did I get that right?
Okay. Absolutely. D3, K2, the D3 and the vitamin C, as I've reiterated, and we have lots of research and articles on our website as well, talking about the need for vitamin C and D3 in the body, just from an immune system standpoint, but also too, to fight off viruses. And one thing I have to say is I appreciate all of our supporters of Health Masters and anybody that's bought anything from us. You know this to be true. We try to make sure we give everybody the best information we can. We have phones open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday. There's not many places to do that anymore. It's impossible in some cases to get somebody on the phone to buy stuff. And one thing, a benefit about when you support Health Masters is that if you have a question about a supplement, a dosage, the way you're feeling, something you may want to change, something you may want to add, you can call us up and we'll talk to you about our products that you purchased and try to give you the best tips, the best dosages, and the best way to do it. And if there's something wrong or you're not pleased with something, call us up, send it back, and we'll give you a refund on it. You can't say the same for Walmart. You go to Walmart and ask somebody about one of their Chinese-made vitamins. You can buy two bottles, get 10 free for $2.99, and you have a problem with them. What is Walmart going to say? I don't know. Not my problem. I don't know where those are from. Just return them. That's all they're going to say. They're not going to give you any tips because most of the stuff they sell, there's garbage. And they're not there to help you out. They're there simply to sell you something and make money. We're here to help everybody out the best we possibly can, and that's why we still have staff on the phone. It would be way easier to put everything online and not answer phones anymore and not have a phone service and not have basically all these different rollover lines so we can handle a massive influx of calls and calls waiting and voicemails that are coming in. That'd be way easier. But I don't want to be like every other company that I hate dealing with. I can't stand it. I like talking to someone on the phone when I have to ask somebody a question. I hate having to send somebody an email and wait for 5 weeks to get a response back. Now, I do know that a lot of people send me emails. My email is chock full. I get so many emails every day. It's insane. So I try to do my best to respond to actual legitimate questions. One thing I don't respond to, and everybody knows this, I'm very clear about this, I don't give advice on other vitamins. It's the biggest pet peeve of mine when somebody will send me an email and they go, hey man, I bought some D3 from Walmart the other day, and every time I take it, I throw up violently and I feel horrible when I take it. Can you tell me what to do so I won't throw up when I take Walmart D3? You know what you're going to get? You're going to get crickets from me. You're not even going to get a response on that email, period. And it's not because I'm being rude. It's because that's a really, really, really disrespectful thing to do to a company that we try to do our best to help people, is to call us up or email us and ask us about other products from another company you bought. If you want to know something about them, go to Walmart and ask them why you puke every time you take D3. It's not my problem. That's something for you to figure out now, because I can't help you with it. I don't know what Chinese synthetic mercury, black tar, shellac, whatever they have in those vitamins. I don't know. That's why I try to source everything domestically in the United States or from Europe or from New Zealand. China is a nasty, nasty place as far as their quality control from supplements. And that's why we do everything we can to produce the highest quality supplements, even like with the food buckets. I have fully certified USDA food buckets, and we have multiple, the 2-pack, the 4-pack, and we have the coupon code. We have the HR5 that's active.
Oh, thank you.
All those right now. And so those are active. Yeah, I mean, I've been trying to encourage everybody I know to get ready. Because the last thing I want to do, and I know you're the same way, Doug, the last thing I want to be dealing with in the middle of a crisis, in the middle of everything else going on, everybody come over to my house and say, hey, Austin, we know you had a couple food buckets. We know we didn't buy any when you had them. You think you could give us some food now? How about this? How about you be proactive, you stay self-sufficient, and you get your own preps ready right now. And then when something happens, we come together as a local community, and we can all say, okay, I'm prepped, you're prepped, we're all prepped. Let's do security drills. Let's make sure we have everything covered. We all have the similar or same amount of benefits to bring to the table. Nobody's going to be a leech or a sponge on the group. That is what the American populace has to start doing right now, and the Patriot community has to start being more self-sufficient and being prepped and ready, because, as I said, there's something coming here pretty soon, and that's why I'm really, really, really adamant about everybody staying ready, getting in shape, staying healthy, and being prepped for whatever's around the corner in the next couple of weeks.
Very, very interesting, and I'm thankful. And you do have the food buckets in stock right now, as of this
in program? In stock right now. Have another shipment that's right. Coming in Monday again. I've been absolutely trying to do everything I can to keep these stocked up. I also have more meat buckets en route next week as well. The meat buckets, unfortunately, are not organic. I'm not going to tell you they are because they're not. However, they are a good staple. They're not a standalone food bucket. That's understand that. The organic food buckets are fully standalone. Dump in a pan with water, cook it, done. The meat's added protein there as a backup. Me personally, I like to have a couple buckets of the meat buckets just on standby, and then I like to have about 90 days for my whole family with the organic food buckets. That's my personal storage. You know, some people say, we need to have a year, 5 years, or 10 years. I can tell you right now, on a long enough time curve, at some point in time, it doesn't matter how much food you have. Everything's going to go sideways if you're planning on having 10 years of stored food. I hate to tell you, I highly doubt you're going to live long enough to eat all of it. But 90 days to me, that's a really, really good goal. That's to the point where 3 months is a long time. If you can keep your family sustained without having to go to the store for 3 months, that's a pretty good place to be. And that's my personal opinion. If you can't go there, start with a week. Heck, go to 2 weeks, get 4 weeks, slowly stock up. And if you don't want to just stock up all in organic food buckets, that's fine. You're not going to hurt my feelings. I've already eaten them. I know they taste good. I know they're clean. Buy some beans and rice at the store. Buy canned food at the store. Heck, buy anything that you can get your hands on if you're on that tight of a budget. Because I'm telling you right now, once everything starts to clean out and the stores start to go wild and everybody starts to get violent again, Americans have a very short memory span. Yeah. Nowadays, especially, very short. Everybody's already forgotten what we saw over the summer. I haven't, but a lot of people have already forgotten what they've seen over the summer with the massive riots, with the stores being burned down in some areas. Heck, rewind a couple months before that, and all the shortages in the stores. No toilet paper, no alcohol, no canned food, no paper towels. The list goes on the line. And we're starting to see that now again with all these ridiculous draconian lockdowns in some of these horrible states. That's why I've been so proud of Governor DeSantis down here in Florida. And, you know, if you live in Florida, I encourage you to send him an email, send him some encouragement. There are some really liberal mayors in a few counties that are nightmarish around here. And they are hammering him to lock down Florida again, hammering him to lock down Florida. And we're all praying and writing and emailing and calling that he stands his ground on this, because Florida, we are not going to be okay with another round of lockdowns at all. We're not. We weren't okay with the first time. We're not okay with the second time. Everybody got a freebie on the first one. We didn't know what was going to happen. We weren't sure what was going on. We weren't sure the black plague's coming over from China. So we allowed it to happen. We're not giving anybody another freebie down here in Florida. That was complete and total garbage. Got dang near ruined our economy in 1 month, especially because it's based on tourism. So again, Florida, we're going to be fighting for it. And I really hope some of the other states are going to look to Florida and say, you know what? They're fine. Florida's always wild. If they can deal with the water moccasins and the alligators and the meth heads down in Florida and stay alive on top of COVID, there's absolutely no reason we can't make it work in our other state. At least that's what I'm hoping we can be an example for.
Can I get on Space Mountain yet? Or
yeah.
Oh my gosh. You know, yeah.
Disney World, the rat.
Jeez, your favorite place, or actually, folks at Disney World, they've got a mugshot of Austin Brewer. Okay, every entrance, he's not allowed in. He's not even allowed like to fly over.
I am in the facial recognition database. I do know that for a fact from the last time I was there, and the security contractor escorted me out of my vehicle. They do have me on the database. That's why I'm usually formally addressed every time I get there and ask why I'm carrying a firearm on the premises. I've got an open carry. Let me clarify that. They ask me if I'm carrying a firearm as soon as I get there. How do they know who I am and that I'm carrying a firearm as soon as I walk up, especially when I'm just in plain clothes, you know, a black T-shirt and jeans? But that's because Disney World actually has one of the most advanced camera systems for any private park, and they have their own facial recognition database that integrates with other agencies across the country. Disney World's not what people think it is.
Oh, believe me. You know, the things I know about Disney World, okay, I can't say because I just can't say, but you can imagine.
Yeah.
Just imagine a tree and the root system of a tree.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they got underground tunnels that span miles, miles. I know people that have been contractors there. Yep. They have an entire complex under Disney World. That place is not what people think it is. That's why I always laugh. I want to go to Disney World and pay $200 a day to get told to wear a mask all day long. Like, have at that. That's going to be a hard pass for me. You go enjoy that if you want to experience it. Don't get me wrong. I went to Disney when I was a little kid.
Sure.
And I did. I enjoyed it. But Disney's not what it was 25, 30 years ago. It's not. It's not that at all anymore. It's morphed into something way darker and way weirder now, especially with the camera system when they put in place, when they started working with Homeland Security in the beginning of the 2000s. It's not what it used to be.
Yeah, I got a little bit of a, I don't want to say a tour, but I'll just say a kind of a tour back in 2005. And what I saw, I gotta tell you, I can't even tell you, but my goodness. Would I go there? No. No.
No.
Nope. No. So, okay. We only have about 5 minutes left. By the way, for the food buckets, I just want to let listeners know we have a sale on our freeze dried water from here. You can, it's not on the store, but you can request it. Freeze dried water. It's only 99 cents per bottle plus shipping and handling. So, you know, oh, come on, laugh at that. All right, 5 minutes left. It's all yours, brother.
Stored water is important, though. I definitely recommend if you're going to store water long term, make sure you try to use a container that's BPA-free or glass. Yep. Make sure you put a few drops of some colloidal silver. That basically will keep it sterile. Hold on a second there. Thing was changing. And also make sure you throw a little bit of the AquaTrace in there if you're storing distilled water. That way you have a mineral balance in the water. We have an AquaTrace formula. But, yeah, water's crucial. Down here in Florida, we're a little bit lazier with our water storage because we have so many lakes and rivers everywhere, including a giant aquifer and wells. So it's not as big of a deal as I can go outside with a hand pump and pump water right out of my aquifer. But in drier areas, whew, water storage is crucial.
I don't know. In Florida, I think you get too many people on that peninsula. You're going to go below the sea level, and you'll get water.
We may tip, Doug. I was telling somebody this, and if anybody else moves to the East Coast, you know, we're one side away from being an island. We may capsize. We may flip over.
Tell him.
Fall in the water. I don't know what's going to happen.
Just ask, who was that, Johnson or whatever? Ron Johnson.
Ted and I were joking about it on our show the other day. He said it seriously. It was kind of embarrassing. Everybody thought it was a joke at first. But no, he said it. Everybody's like, wait, what?
Yeah.
Is this guy being serious? No, this isn't Venice. Like, I mean, we're still, we're solid. It's base. You can still dig. But no, like if I'm like Vegas, like desert areas. I mean, when I've gone out to Vegas and stuff for the SEMA Auto Show, you know, bottled water out there, it's, you know, $2, $3, $4 a bottle. You know,
oh, yeah.
Even more expensive if you get in the convention center. It's because, I mean, everything has to get brought in out there. You know, so areas like that, if you're in a real arid climate, make sure you got adequate water stored up. Your body, if you're being active, your body's going to at least need, for a grown adult, going to need at least about a gallon of water a day, maybe even more. If you're really hot and you're sweating and you're outside all day long with a lot of physical activity. So just keep that in mind. That's not even including your water for cooking food and for sanitation and anything else you need. So in general, you know, if you need a month's supply of food, you need about 30 gallons of water. Now, what you can do as well, if you do have access to water, you can get some type of filtration system. So that's another option. We also have the water distillers. That's what a lot of people do is they get our water distillers and they distill water and then they store it slowly. So it doesn't really cost you any money. You buy a container here and there and slowly fill it up instead of going to the store and buying a bunch of water in plastic bottles that's got BPA in it. And quite frankly, everybody's drunk a bottle of water that's been in a hot car for a while. And the disgusting flavor, that nasty taste, that's BPA. It's basically toxins that have leached out of the plastic into the water due to the heat. So storing in plastic, not the best thing to do. Plexiglass, the hard blue jugs, like the Zephyr Hills ones you see at the water coolers, those are great. Yep. 1 gallon, 3 gallon, 5 gallon, those are really the best things to store stuff in. So.
And I love your distillers too. Folks, look into the distillers at Health Masters. They've got the best distillers anywhere. I'm telling you, I've been using mine kind of 24/7 for years. And it's, you gotta clean it. You gotta chip the gunk off, you know, but I'll tell you what, it's the best. So healthmasters.com, folks, healthmasters.com. Please do me a favor because I want to keep you around. I can't afford to lose viewers and listeners. I mean, I got, last count, I think there's 7 or 8 listeners and viewers. So, if I lose one of you, you know, I mean, I lose a big segment of the audience. But thank you, Austin. We're at the end of the program. Thank you very much for.
Absolutely, my friend. Been a pleasure on the show. You stay safe this weekend.
Yeah, you too, my friend. All right, folks, that'll do it for me. Remember, Monday the 23rd, Amazon Kindle, Saving the Constitution, absolutely free. And I just want to say thank you to everyone who tunes in, who has followed us. Go to HagmanReport.com. And thank you to the people who support HealthMasters.com and support us as well. May God bless you. Have a great weekend. I'll be praying for you. Please pray for the nation. HagmanStore.com for coffee. Good night.